season.
Thank you, everybody that is joining us here, as well as those that are over the internet and joining us electronically. Before I pray, I just want to let people know that my email address is pastortomlinson@bbcmh.org, not pastortomlinson@hotmail. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, knowing that we live in difficult times, and there are many who are afraid, many who are just unsure what to expect and what to do. And as I was thinking about everything that's going on and how we as the church need to respond, I was reminded of 2 Kings 6:16, where Elisha answers his servant Gehazi, and he says, "Do not fear, because they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And so, Lord, there are many that are with us. We cannot see them, but they are here, the servants of God, the hosts, the heavenly hosts of Almighty God. And even over the airwaves, there are many who are listening, whether they're listening over the internet or over KKMC, that they are with us, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you that you are doing a great and mighty work in our midst. And we pray that you would continue to do a mighty work, that you would use this virus as a tool of your arsenal to bring people unto yourself. That as the people of Bethel would think about the events of our days and our times, would increase in their desire to grow in their knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to draw near to you and to serve you by serving others. And I pray that those that we encounter, whether they're neighbors or people at the store or just wherever we encounter people, Lord, that they would hear of your transforming power, of your comforting spirit, and of your perfect peace and presence. We pray for this country to turn from the hecticness that is in their lives and the chaos that they are in the midst of, and turn towards you and find peace and comfort and encouragement in you. Though things may be difficult, we are called to rejoice in all things and to praise your holy name, because you truly love us and that you are our love and our hope and our presence. We lift up to you those who are not feeling well and are in need of your comfort and care. We pray for those that are infected with this COVID virus, for you to put your healing touch upon them, not only to heal their bodies, but more importantly, Lord, that you would heal their souls, to draw them unto you and give them a desire for you and for your word and your presence. And we pray for some of our own family, Lord, who are struggling with health problems. We thank you, or we pray for your hand of blessing upon Lil Ida, as she needs some strength in her body and her platelets are low, and that you, Lord, would comfort and heal. For Philomena Laurel, who has some significant health issues, Lord, but we pray that you would touch and give comfort and peace. Bless her abundantly with your love and your mercy. We pray for our friend Futsum Kibriab as he recovers from a surgery that he had a few weeks ago, and that you would heal and restore his body. We lift up to you our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, with health issues, several different health issues, Lord. Bless them with your touch and your comforting spirit. For Jorge and Marta Peretti, also in Argentina, suffering from multiple health issues as well, strengthen their body and heal them. We pray for our friend Monty Llewellyn, who has several health issues, for you to comfort him and give him peace and encouragement in you, to look to you and receive wisdom, guidance, and strength. We lift up to you those that are suffering from cancer, and we think of Patricia Llewellyn with cancer, Bob Jones' brother Ron with cancer, Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law Peter with cancer. Bless him, Lord, with your healing power and comforting spirit. And we're thankful, Lord, as we hear of those that are expecting. Jacqueline Palmer is expecting in May, and Esther Palais in September. Give them strength to deliver healthy children and help them to raise these children in the love and the admonition and the fear of the Lord. We pray for Bethel, for our future facilities, as we have some plans to just rearrange our floor plan, Lord, that you'd open up the doors of opportunity there. Pray that you'd use us in a mighty way to reach out to the community of Morgan Hill with your divine gospel, that people would hear, would believe, and enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon the missionaries that we have throughout the world, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano of Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila of Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco of Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti of Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carl and Ruth Knott in Sevilla, Spain, Eusebia Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices in Gilroy Ministering to Women, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, who are training missionaries throughout the United States to go to foreign lands and to proclaim the gospel. We pray for this offering that is about to be used, that will be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who hear the testimony of Christ and who support God's work, whether they're here in the sanctuary, listening over KKMC radio, over the internet and CD. Bless them, Lord, with your presence and with your divine direction, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated.
Church in Morgan Hill, California. And now we're going to be reading from God's Word, and we're going to be turning in our scriptures to Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 4 through 15. If we'll turn in our Bibles now to Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 4 through 15. Then Joshua, Benaiah, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Buni, Sherebiah, Benaiah, and Shananiah stood on the stairs of the Levites and cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God. And the Levites, Joshua, Kadmiel, Benaiah, Hashabaniah, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Penaniah said, "Stand up, bless the Lord your God, and forever and ever. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessings and praise. You alone are the Lord. You have made heaven, the heaven of heavens with all their host, the earth and everything on it, the seas and all that is in them. And you preserve them all. The host of heaven worships you. You are the Lord God who chose Abraham and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart faithful before you and made a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, and to give it to his descendants. You have performed your words, for you are righteous. You saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt and heard their cry by the Red Sea. You showed signs and wonders against Pharaoh, against all his servants, against all the people of his land, for you knew that they acted proudly against them. So you made a name for yourself, as it is this day. And you divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea and on the dry land, and their persecutors you threw into the deep, as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, you led them by day with a cloudy pillar, and by night with a pillar of fire, to give them light on the road which they should travel. You came down also on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. You made known to them your holy Sabbath, and commanded them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses, your servant. You gave them the bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought them water out of the rock of their thirst, and told them to go and to possess the land which you have sworn to give them. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. And let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, we enter into your presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come to praise and worship you only, for you are worthy to receive all the glory for what you have done for all mankind by providing salvation to those who turn and repent for their sin. Father, during our times of trouble, calamity, and fear, let us remember your promises, especially when the pressures of the moment may seem overwhelming. Let us remember and meditate on your word, because especially in Psalms 91, you tell us, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall bear your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Father, we thank you for these wonderful promises, Lord, that you have given us. And Lord, we thank you for being a shelter for us at this time, a refuge when we are afraid, trading our fears and dangers of life for faith as you as our protector. Father, it is comforting to know, as we abide in you, that you are watching over us even in times of great stress and fear. Father, give our doctors and scientists the knowledge to come up with the cure and the vaccine for this coronavirus soon. Now, Father, as we go into your word, may you bless your word, bless all your hearers of your word, and bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.